Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Welcome to Barefooters Legal Radio. Where you will learn the benefits and your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. And now, here to empower you and dispel the myth of going barefoot is the one that has lived a full-time barefoot lifestyle for over 20 years and victim's legal advocate, your host, Nick Pierce.
Well, hello, and welcome to another edition of the Barefoot is Legal radio broadcast. I'm your host, Nick Pierce. For those of you that may not know, I've been barefoot full-time for over 20-plus years. I got rid of the last pair of anything that goes on my feet over 15 years ago. I'm the head of MP Media Group. I did a radio show called The Business of Arts, Music, and Entertainment for a few years, where I empowered up-and-coming artists in the entertainment business to advance their careers. I'm also a victim's legal advocate standing up for the human rights that we as the barefoot community have and the head of BIL's Victim Legal Services Department. Now, many of us have different reasons for going barefoot. For some of you, it may be for religious reasons. Some of you for cultural reasons. Others for health or medical reasons. Even though our reasons are different, there are people out there that think that there are laws, policies, rules, regulations, or dangers about being barefoot in public. Whatever your reasons, call in, share your stories, your experiences, any issues that you may have. If you want to be a part of the show today, the call-in number is 319-527-6208. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Press 1 if you want to be on the air. We also have our live chat room open. You can get there by going to freedomizerradio.com. We also have the official home of the Barefoot is Legal radio show on Facebook. Just go to Barefoot is Legal Radio. You can send me your messages, see exclusive content there, check up on the show notes, listen to the archives. Also, check out our website, barefootislegal.org. We have our public Facebook page. Anybody can see our posts and interact with us there. If you want to find out about the Barefoot community, check it out. Just go to Barefoot is Legal, and we also have our closed private group. You can interact with other members of the Barefoot community during and after the broadcast if you live a Barefoot lifestyle or are interested in living a Barefoot lifestyle. Join our group if you have not yet joined already. Again, that's on Facebook. Go to Barefoot is Legal. Now, keep in mind, though, folks, this is not a fetish community. So for all you heavy-breathing fun seekers out there, this is not the place to get your rocks off on foot pictures. No, no, no. We are here to educate and empower you and spread the message that bare feet are legal. And with that said, now it's time to kick off your shoes if you are wearing them or still have any at all, and enjoy the next hour and a half of time that we have together. We've been talking a lot in the past about the ambassadorship and last week some of the laws and stuff and how the law works in our favor and, you know, certain things that happen when we go to stores. And you have quite a few members or people that want to live the barefoot lifestyle that seem to be hesitant about it for different reasons, but they want to. And they're just afraid of, you know, confrontation, or they, you know, they think that, you know, people are going to look at them in a negative way. And yes, that does happen. But one thing I love doing, if you're looking to go into new stores and look for grand openings, this is the best way to be an ambassador and to keep these new businesses in line. Letting them know that you're going to spend all this money because in their store because they're new to your neighborhood. And they spent a lot of money to move into your neighborhood. And they don't want to mess this up. And I love grand openings, because they really welcome the community in. They have the press there. They have the heads of the company there most of the times. I mean, they have executives. They have, you know, major, you know, people from the merchandise managers to the operations director, regional managers, VPs, and the media is there. This is a great opportunity to get in to a store, let them see you, and they better be welcoming. Because no one wants to make a fool out of themselves in front of a new community that they just moved into. Great about this opportunity. Well, of course, they don't want to embarrass themselves in front of media either. They don't want negative publicity when they're just getting started. But one thing I love about this opportunity, I love going to grand openings, because if you have one of those lower level employees that comes after you with the thing, you have to have shoes on in here, and you can finally get to the why, and if it comes down to company policy, well, you have those executives there that are making sure the grand opening goes smoothly. They bring people in from other stores in their corporate office. Because a lot of the employees that just started working there are new to the company. The ones that are actually going to staff the store after the grand opening period. See, a grand opening goes down this way. And I've worked in retail, and I've grand opened many stores as a manager and also someone that worked for a corporate office that did many grand openings. And we would have employees, seasoned employees, such as salesmen, people that help out on the sales floor, from other stores come in. Now, yes, we had the local employees that were going to man the store once the grand opening period was over. But if a store opened up in one neighborhood and there were five or six other stores in other neighborhoods, we'd take assistant store managers and store managers from different stores to have them come in to work in the departments. And we also had seasoned salesmen, salespeople, sales ladies, whatever, come in and work on the sales floor with the newer employees as well, because they had the product knowledge, they were familiar with the environment, they were familiar with policy, they were familiar with the culture, they were familiar with, you know, how to treat the customers, how to use the system, how to ring up a sale. And the local staff that was going to run the store once the whole grand opening thing was over in a week or so would then be trained, ready, and know how to handle customers and the product and the culture and the systems, the machines, the computers, the terminals, and every all the other processes that go along with making sure a store runs smoothly. And when I was working in corporate, I'd have to go to almost every grand opening. And my job was more on the technical end. It was, what if there's a meltdown in this display over here? What if something was malfunctioning over here? Now, everything was working fine when we set it all up. But, uh-oh, something happened to the security camera over here. This is happening over here. I mean, we would be, you know, making sure, uh-oh, something happened to this POS system over here. The credit card terminal's not working over here. And we would be on the phone, IT this, but, you know, I mean, grand openings were crazy. Because it's all new. Anything could happen. And there was the operations manager there. The head of the company was there. The VPs were there. Managers were there. Store managers from all different stores were there. When I was an assistant store manager working for this company. And I remember it was a store in West New York. I was an assistant store manager in Wayne, which is another town where I grew up in Jersey. And all of a sudden, West New York's opening. Well, now they need someone to come here to not only work with the new management staff that's going to take over the store, but also the sales associates there, make sure that the grand opening went off without a hitch. We can make sure that, oh, things are not ringing up right. There are plenty of people on the floor to override pricing. Codes is what we called it, to make sure you can get your manager code in there, to make sure, you know, customers are not walking out the door. Did you find what you're looking for? What do we have? What don't we have? And all this. And it was a challenge. It was in a Spanish-speaking neighborhood, and I don't know Spanish. So a whole different culture, but it's like, you know, but the employees that were going to run that store could speak the language, knew the culture, they were from that neighborhood, and were going to do just fine. Once they had all the support from corporate and these other managers in these stores and the sales staff. So I picked 5 salespeople from my store to do grand opening week with me in this other location. One was very knowledgeable in white goods. One was very knowledgeable in home audio. One was very knowledgeable in big screen TVs and the audio video, the visual, the TV section. Another one was good at like camcorders and DVD stuff. A lot of product knowledge, working with the company a long time. And all these people come into one store for a grand opening, and then they go back out to their own stores. They go back to where they were originally assigned, to the store they normally work at. And everybody from corporate then goes back to their districts. The management goes back to their stores. The operations director goes back to their corporate office and goes to the next project. The head of this department goes here. The head of marketing goes here. The advertising people there, the this here, that there. Everybody then goes back to the corporate office. And the store runs with their staff that was trained in that neighborhood for that location. Now, what does this mean for us? We're right there in front of everybody. This is a golden opportunity, folks. You go into a grand opening, and if one person says something, it's in front of a lot of other people. Well, no one wants to come into the neighborhood and treat the community badly. So if something that worked in this neighborhood doesn't work out in this neighborhood or in this location, well, we need to fix that. And there are people there to make that decision to adapt whatever it is on the spot. We've realized DVDs are not working over here. They are walking away. There's so much theft going on. This needs to be redone in this store. We have a blind spot over here. This display, something like this, blah, 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 blah. We need to make sure that we have a few more sales staff over there to help customers find what they need because people are walking away from the display, not buying anything. Maybe the pricing is off. I mean, a lot of research is done in this market, but then all of a sudden you have a district manager come over there and say, you know what we're going to do? Bang. These prices are going to be this. This is going to be that. Drop pricing here. Even though they may be running a great sale, it doesn't seem to be appealing enough. So now you have someone in the purchasing office looking at pricing, put loads of new sheet in, calls IT, boom, this happens. Price tags are printed and the entire display or an entire department is retagged. People start buying. Those people are there to make a decision like that. It's not like they have to call someone, talk to someone that has the authority to do that. This then happens, boom, and it takes weeks or a week or a day to get done. It happens immediately because that's why these people are there. If all of a sudden there's an objection, we have a policy, you can't be in here barefoot. What? Okay, so you don't want me in your store. You start walking out. Well, now it's like, what that employee say to someone? Management and everybody in the higher powers in that corporation are there watching everything that goes on. They want customers with smiles on their faces. They give merchandise away. They give promotional items away. They do raffles. They whatever it is, to make sure that someone walks away with a hat, a cozy, a keychain, or something with their company logo on it, gift certificates that they come back, they give product, they give merchandise away in grand opening situations. And if people are not fond of this or people are not interested in this, hey, let's bring more of this out here, re-bulk out, which is just putting more product out on a floor, easy to grab and go to the register type product. So if you go to, like, we'll say a grand opening of a new outdoor camping, like a Gander Mountain or a Coleman store or Bass Pro Shop or something like that. You go to a grand opening there and you have these great tents that are all set up, you know, and you have a whole stack of these ready to go. Stack them high and watch them fly, as it's called in retail. So that customers can just go over, they see the tent, like, wow, that's cool, great deal, bang, I want that, throw in a cart, go to the checkout, got something. Well, if they have a stack of these tents and they're not working, someone there can say, you know what? These tents are flying in that store. Get a truck over there. Get a bunch of these tents here. Put it on the floor. Get rid of these. Bring out what inventory we have, and we'll get more out here. Decisions like that can be made. The planogram can change. Merchandising can change on the spot because the merchandising managers are there. Pricing can change. Things can happen at the turn of a dime. Drop of a dime? Turn of a hat? Whatever it is. During a grand opening, because all the heads of everything are there to make immediate split-second decisions and make it happen. I've even set someone on my crew over to another store to pick up, I don't know if it was Sony or Alpine or something, radio head units for car audio. And I was still had management access when I was working in corporate. So I knew how to do this store transfer. So I went over, bang, called a buddy of mine who was a manager that I worked with years ago. Went in the system. I went in there and I said, hey, I have a transfer slip coming your way. Print it out. Can you have one of your stock guys pull it? We need it over here in West New York. Bang. We had 100 units coming in, not just from West New York, sorry, from Jersey City and also from the Wayne store. Bang. Sent one of my guys out that was on security cameras. I said, your truck's empty. We need it. Go to that store. They have a transfer ready for you. What? I can't transfer material. I said, boom, here's your slip. Now you can. And it was fine because the DM was there, knew what I was doing as a management, bang, working for corporate, this, that, and the other, even though it wasn't my position anymore. It was like, you have the blessing during grand opening. If you know what you're doing and you've done this before and you have been a store manager, do it, because we don't have someone here that we can't deal with that now. But good idea. And I was already in there, bang, boom, the transfer slip, called over to the store to make sure it was ready. Someone will be there in literally a half hour and we'll have it back into our store within an hour. That's just one example. When you have all the heads of the company there and a decision needs to be made to change something, fix something that's not working, or improve something, it can be done. So you go into a grand opening and someone comes up to you and says, oh, excuse me, you need shoes. And they start treating you badly. Someone's watching that. And when you turn around, you say, you know what? Screw you. You don't have my business. I'm going to tell everybody. Then all of a sudden, five or six people are like, oh my God, sir, we're sorry. What happened? Why are you upset? Why don't you look happy? Today is happy day. We just opened up a store. We don't want you to walk out of here with a frown on. We don't want you to think negatively of us. What can we do? This person said that you have a policy or something that says that people like me can't be in here. Well, wait a minute. I don't understand. Well, you know what? I think we used to have a policy. Bang, then all of a sudden everybody's looking at each other, calling, looking stuff up on their tablets. No, we don't. Real quick, I need you, tell this person, you know, I need you to make sure that employees don't do this anymore to those managers. And they spread the word. Everybody check your emails, or everybody check your posts or something like that. Or hey, just real quick, make sure that when we have customers in the store, we treat them nicely, blah, blah. There was an issue where someone didn't have shoes on and blah, blah. Make sure that we don't do this anymore. Well, now you have not just the corporate people there decision. You now have the store management for that store and the employees there, along with other employees and other store managers from other stores and district managers that were all there when this decision was made. And now that goes back to their stores when grand opening is over. Now all of a sudden it's like, yeah, I remember this from another store. No, we don't do that anymore. I remember the grand opening over here. Boy, so-and-so got in trouble for that. Boy, nope, they changed that right on the spot. Nope, I was there. This person. No question about it. VP, DMs, store manager, assistant managers, employees, everybody. Boom, nope, this doesn't happen anymore. In our company anyway. Look for grand openings, folks. Very effective. Because you go out there, you can change an entire company right away. So keep that in mind. Grand openings, great place to get started with the ambassadorship. We have Proof joining us. Get him on the line, on the air, before we go to our first break. Proof?
Oh, you could have brought me on after the break. I didn't care.
That's okay. I was just finishing up that one thought. Grand openings, ambassadorship,
yep.
All the corporate heads of the company are there. Great place for them to make a split-second decision to say, we no longer do that. We welcome the Barefoot community.
Well, yeah, and I just wrote an article for our newsletter, so I promised I would get that out last night, and I fell asleep while thinking about it. So
wow, that must be a very exciting article if it bored you and made you fall asleep.
Yeah.
Can't wait to read it.
Yeah, so I had to – well, the thing is after being the head honcho here for so long, I have to think of new ways how to write something motivating.
There you go.
So sometimes it takes a few minutes, and I sat there thinking about it, and I fell asleep.
Well, I hope it's more motivating than its first conception.
Oh, I hope so, and then – Well, I don't know if you've contributed yet to our newsletter. I don't remember.
I don't really have a lot of time to write out everything I say. But what I'll do is I am starting to put the show notes up. Because I know sometimes I'll get messages like, you were talking about something. And the whole thing is, I don't write down everything I say. I just have maybe a couple points. If there's any kind of facts or anything that I want to put out there, like numbers or like last week with cases, how many cases there were, this, the names of the cases and stuff like that. I don't have all that at the tip of my brain a lot. I mean, I know the information, I have it somewhere and I just need to pull it. So stuff like that, but I don't write out everything that I talk about. And sometimes I don't even know what I'm going to say until I hear the theme music.
No, I understand.
I mean, it just turns into one of those where it's like...
I know being the CEO, I have to write something every month, but I just think it'd be cool for maybe once a quarter, just put something out there.
Yeah, like a legal corner or something like that, a couple hundred words, just, hey, this is, some issues. Sometimes, I don't really plan on what I'm going to say. I'll just look at a couple posts. Or if there's something going on, I'll just go off that. I'll get like maybe three lines. Now with the show, with the shows back to back, the way I do it, this is very interesting. I have a transition. Everything you hear, the last 5 minutes of Are You Ready, the closing music, the transition, the bumper, the you're listening to Freedomizer Radio, blah, blah, blah. Stay tuned for the Barefoot is Legal show. The theme music and all that right into BIL until I say welcome back. Welcome to another episode of Barefoot is Legal. All that's pre-recorded. So what I'll do is I'll sometimes sit there and it's like, oh, I have a chance to like refill my water or I grab another Monster Energy drink. It's like, yeah, here we go. I'm ready. The music can maybe go to the men's room, but then sometimes I'll just sit down, look at a post or something. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I'm going to talk about that. Now I always have like maybe a script or something sitting somewhere if I, whatever, there's no callers or, people are just shy to get on the phone.
Show. I don't have a script. I fly by the seat of my pants and hope it gets done.
Oh, I know. I've done a show by the seat of my pants for you. I just figured, let me look at a newspaper real quick, turned off the news, and I figured, well, here we go.
The trick with my show, though, is I can't just sit and read the Drudge Report. That's too easy. So
that's true.
I have to think of topics, and then I have to go through Google News and some other places and just look up keywords and see what the latest is on some news that both the mainstream dinosaur media as well as the InfoWars-type media are not covering, and then I try to work with that.
Yeah, that's all you do. I guess pretty much what I did. I just figured, well, this is kind of what you've been talking about the past week, so I'm just going to put my 2 cents in on that for 3 hours and run my long commercial breaks. Break it up. Pretty much. I'd love to contribute to the newsletter. What I need is a scribe just to follow me around, or just listen to the shows. Now, I do know that our platform, you could do like the transcripts of it. I think you can get the transcripts, or they transcribe whatever it is that you say. They'll give you a printout or something.
Well, I don't know if it needs to be that thoroughly detailed. It's just, as far as a legal corner, you can just answer a question and post a question up there. And what happens if a business says it's illegal? What can I do? And then just answer the question, and you fulfilled your requirement.
Okay. I can do that.
Yeah, you don't have to spend hours on it. It's not a novel.
Yeah, I'm not ready to write the novel yet.
Oh, neither have I. I tried to start writing a Barefoot book, and I got about 3,000 words in, and my computer got stolen a year and a half ago, and my backup computer also got stolen, so I don't have it, and I never started over.
Oh. Yeah, sometimes you get some great projects going, and you just end up, something happens, you put it off to the side. I mean, I had a whole TV show that I put off to the side, which I'm rekindling as the radio show, Are You Ready Now?
Right.
But eventually I'll bring the TV show back, see what happens with it. But 319-527...
And I guess speaking of coming back, here's the commercial segue.
Yep, there it is. Yep, 319-527-6208. We're coming up to the top of the hour. If anybody wants to drop off a big suitcase full of money, you won't have to listen to commercials anymore. Stay tuned. You're listening to Barefoot is Legal.
You never
know
when an emergency is going to happen. Whether stuck on the road, riding out a power outage, escaping a natural disaster, or surviving a doomsday apocalypse, what would you do? Disaster can strike at any time. So join your host, Nick Pierce, for Freedomizer's newest prepping and survival program, Are You Ready? Noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, the first Saturday of every month. Listen to Are You Ready? And be prepared.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's save around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government, and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds. FEMA, or Fatties, Eating Mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra tone is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic! Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk to you about our newest sponsor, Misty'sGardens.com. Now, this is a contraption where you can grow food in your apartment, in a small patio, or if you're like me and you absolutely suck at gardening, this makes life a lot easier. It is a vertical tower garden where you can grow over 20 things at once in a small, compacted area. Good health starts with good habits like eating wholesome foods, and with tower gardens, you can easily grow your own fresh, nutrient-rich food virtually anywhere year-round without soil. So, Misty'sGardens.com, have a look at it, check it out, buy it, plant, and like it. Misty'sGardens.com.
My toes itch. My back is in pain.
My feet smell.
Well, I suffer from knee and hip pain.
If you suffer from any of those symptoms, Shoeless is a natural foot remedy to treat most symptoms of pain, infection, and other ailments caused by shoes. Shoeless can be applied simply by removing whatever is on your feet. Shoeless is a non-prescription solution to most foot problems that are caused by wearing shoes. In most cases, when using Shoeless, it does not impair your ability to operate a vehicle, walk, run, shop, jump, play, move, dance, sing, flip, or other human activities. Those using Shoeless have reported feeling happy, less pain, better mood, and have a better sense of health and freedom. Other benefits also include eliminating athlete's foot, foot odor, fungus, and other forms of bacteria known to have been caused by shoes. Some users of Shoeless may be told that it's against the law. Ask your doctor for a note when using Shoeless. Other side effects include a higher sense of awareness and in your surroundings. Do not use shoeless if you are standing in a pit of fire. Using shoeless may not increase your chances of flying or winning the lottery. However, some users have reported having higher self-esteem and positive attitudes, as well as more confidence. Shoeless is best when used all the time. Use caution when using shoeless until your body adapts. Shoeless has also been proven to increase learning, attention, help fight depression, and ease effects of autism. Feel free to ask your doctor how shoeless can benefit you. For more information about shoeless and its benefits, visit barefootislegal.org. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates. Well, welcome back. 319-527-6208. Again, that's 319-527-6208. You're listening to the Barefoot is Legal radio program here on Freedomizer Radio. If you want to check out the archives, just go to freedomizerradio.com. Check out our Facebook page, our Facebook group. Of course, it's a closed group, not a place for all you heavy breathing fun seekers to get your rocks off on foot pictures. No, no, no. We are here to educate, power you, and dispel the myths of going barefoot. 319-527-6208. Also, great content over on our website, barefootislegal.org. Anyway, welcome back, Proof.
All right.
You know, I was thinking about some really crazy laws that exist, and mostly against shoes, and some of the signs too. In Ohio, do you know that women are prohibited from wearing patent leather shoes in public? A law against shoes. Gotta love it. In Akron and Cleveland, you can't post signs by swimming pools. It's illegal. I love those. It is unlawful
for a woman.
I'm trying
to understand the sign. That...
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that one out, too. That's up in Ohio, Akron and Cleveland. Posting signs at a swimming pool is illegal. And it's also unlawful to wear women's pumps with sharp high heels. That's in Alabama, Mobile, Alabama. Yeah. In Arizona, Tucson, women may not wear pants. Boy, I hope they got a good looking batch down there. I know where I'm going to retire to. Can't wear cowboy boots unless you already own at least two cows. Another law against shoes. Women may not wear high heels while they're in city limits. That's in Carmel, California. All these laws against shoes. I love it. Well, anyway, so what do we got? We got some contests going in the BIL group?
Well, yeah, I was going to make mention of that. That was kind of the purpose of me coming in.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're doing a newbie and lurker contest for those people who have joined but they don't participate. So the contest is pretty simple. We just need a selfie and a business.
That's very easy.
And the only caveat with that is that we need people who either joined as of December or have not posted any pictures of themselves in a business in 2017 and in the Facebook group.
Right. Sounds very easy. I'm sure we'll have a lot of people participating in that. So make sure if you're a member of the group, submit your selfies.
Yeah, obviously we want to get new faces out there and get people to try it for the first time because people join us and maybe they thought it was a metaphor or something, but it's actually, we actually really do this.
That's great. Awesome. Yeah, I love the contests. I mean, I think it really pulls some new people to get involved and all that. I don't qualify. I've posted quite a few selfies.
No, neither do I.
I mean, I'm still sitting here a year.
Qualify.
What is it, a year and 3 months, I'm still holding a copy of the Save Around receipt in my hand when I take my family out.
Oh, really?
So, I still definitely don't qualify for a selfie competition. I'm for a year and 3 months, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, so I'm definitely out of that contest.
Well, it's just, like I said, it's just a matter of trying to get people who, they join us, they join our group, but they never take part, and we want to change that.
Yeah, that's great. If any of our members are in New York, though, after 10 p.m., go out and take a selfie because it's illegal to be wearing slippers after 10 p.m. in New York. So that's a great opportunity for you to kick your shoes off, go into a store, and just say, well, because there's a law. If they say, oh, you can't be in here barefoot, it's against the law. They say, actually, no, I was wearing slippers. I have to be barefoot. It's after 10 p.m. So make sure you go after 10 p.m. Show them a copy of the law. Get your selfie.
So a lot of people ask, though, and with you being the legal corner.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's no laws, then why are so many people upset at us doing what we do?
I think it's foot phobes, really. I think it's just the fact that people just don't get it. Or it's the closed-mindedness that comes. You know, they think that, oh, well, you know, someone that's barefoot may be dirty or poor or something like that. They've been indoctrinated to think that these signs that they've seen all their lives, like, it's for real, it's true. You know, that, oh, the health department did this, that, and the other, and then the laws and liability and everything. Because they were brought up in that mentality where, you know, it's against the law. They've been told it's against the law, just like driving barefoot is against the law. So they think that because it's so illegal that what you're doing is wrong, it's like, you know, people just need to report a crime. Be the heroes or something and say, look, I'm stopping crime from happening because someone's barefoot. It's absolutely ridiculous. But it's just because they, you know, think that there's some laws, policies, rules, regulations, whatever it is with it. And that's not really the case.
Well, I have to say, it's been a long time since I've seen someone personally tattle on somebody else for doing it.
Yeah, it doesn't happen often. But unfortunately, when it does, I mean, they think that they're the people just seem to think that they are better than other people. And it's normally people with that mentality that think that, you know, they can say something, they're above someone, stuff like that.
Well, yeah, it's not just about people like us. You got, I always like to say it's the Red Sox versus the Yankees fans. And, of course you wouldn't understand this. You're a Yankee fan. It's like, who even, yeah, the fact that I decided to wear a certain team shirt means that my IQ went up or down that day for some reason.
And that's almost the same perspective that people have with the barefoot community. They think that, oh, because they don't have shoes, they're not as intelligent as I am. I know more. I know the law because I've been told there was one. In reality, these people haven't done their own research, and that's one thing great about the group. We have the research.
Around that I've noticed, too, where you get people that partake in the lifestyle, but they don't know how to properly get their message across. And you could sit there, and I brought this up recently where this went 31 comments deep between back and forth. It isn't the law. Well, yes, it is. No, it's not. Show me there is a law. Show me there's not a law.
And well, yeah. I mean,
it's like
crazy.
Really, when all you have to do is give somebody a link that says, here, read for yourself, I would never want to be, no, it isn't, yes, it is. Well, you're rubber and I'm glue, and whatever I say bounces off me and sticks to you. It's like, yeah, we're not seven anymore.
Yeah, very childish when that whole back and forth happens, and it doesn't help anything. I mean, how do you say prove that there is no law? I mean, how do you prove that there is no law? I mean, what do you do? Just post every law in the world into that comment and say, go ahead and find it?
Well, that's like proving that it's illegal to eat watermelon at 3 p.m. on Tuesdays. Show me there is no law.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if there was a law that said that.
Yeah, but you could read whatever law books you want. You're not going to – they're not going to just take every noun basically in the world and write it out and say it is legal to – it is illegal to try and grow your own French fries.
Well, that's just it. See, the law books will say the law. And the absence of the law, you can't prove. Well, you can because it doesn't exist. But you get into that situation where you can prove that there is no law because it just there simply isn't. And you can read every law. You're never going to find a law against it. The burden of proof is always on
that person. Maybe there's a law against reading the law.
Wouldn't that be nice? But seriously, you know, people that say there is a law against it, it's just like, okay, show me the law. And that's the end of it. It's not a no, there isn't answer, like you were saying. The back and forth tit for tat thing doesn't help. It's okay, well then show me there is a law.
And as somebody is involved within the barefoot community, it should just be common sense 101 that there's a website where you can just cut and paste the website here, find the law. Boom, done.
Yeah, exactly. Here, if you think there's a law, please show me, and here's a website that says otherwise. Done deal. Let them sit there, waste their time going back and forth trying to find something that doesn't exist.
Instead, they turn it around on you because they can't verify there's a law, so if they keep you busy, then you're not asking them for any help.
Yeah. You don't bother yourself with it. I don't bother myself with it. It's simple. Show me. Show me and I'll believe you.
Well, meanwhile, we have thousands of people who have done the research over the years, and we found whatever we needed as far as laws or lack thereof.
Exactly. If anybody wants to send me a chapter, statute, whatever you want, saying that there is a law, I'll do my, you know, where I can't be in a store barefoot, or, you know, someone wants to, you know, say that the business has a right to throw me out for being barefoot, show me the law that says that. And I will do my radio show for a year in a pink tutu.
Yeah, I volunteered to give my whole weekly paycheck to somebody that could tell me that it's against the law to drive a car somewhere in the United States.
Oh, here's a great message. Okay, do both radio shows for a year in a pink tutu, because I can't imagine you talking about the doomsday apocalypse in a pink tutu, Nick. Okay, well, hey, show me the law. I'll do it. Okay, both radio shows in a pink tutu for a year. Still no law, though. Just the wisecracks. Not meant to be mean or anything. I know who that was. Just threw me a message on Facebook. Hey,
was that magic?
Listening. What's that?
Was that magic that sent you that?
No. Her name's Jennifer.
Oh, all right. Well, you didn't have to call her out. I just.
Well,
we
hey,
always like to have a magic update.
Magic is running his Chinese auction and yo-yo circus. I think he's trying to raise money for his Pop-Tart festival. He's out of control. So.
Speaking about festivals, there's one that I should have gotten on before, but I decided at the last minute this year to not do it just because it's just a bad time of year. But there's an ostrich festival in Chandler, Arizona. I don't know if I've ever told you about that.
An ostrich festival?
Oh, yeah.
As
actually,
in the
it's
giant
considered
bird ostrich?
One of the top 10 festivals in the United States. So they have, obviously, they have everything to do with ostriches. They have ostrich rides, ostrich races, and for those ostriches that don't behave, there's ostrich tenderloins and ostrich burgers. And there's vendors, there's bands. Like, they're not going to have anything, like, extremely current. They're not going to have Justin Bieber there, but... like for this year, they have in country music, they have John Michael Montgomery as a headliner for Saturday. For Friday, it's Kool and the Gang, and for Sunday, it's the Beach Boys.
They've reduced themselves to playing for giant birds.
Well, there's well over 100,000 people a year that attend this.
Ostrich Festival.
In Chandler, Arizona, yes.
I never knew that Arizona was known for ostrich.
Yeah.
Maybe the Roadrunner, yeah. But not the ostrich. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a big festival. Last year they had the Gin Blossoms, if you remember them from the 90s.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And a bunch of others that I can't remember right now. But it's allegedly a worthwhile festival. And for a nonprofit, it's only $115 to get your booth in there.
$150 to get a booth at Ostrich Festival. How many days is it?
3 days?
It's just $150 for all 3 days?
$115.
Do we know any members in that area that want to set up a booth at Ostrich Festival?
Well, our webmaster, Suzanne, she recently just moved to Tucson. She lived in Chandler.
Okay.
But all the paperwork should have been in by last week, and I chose not to do it because it was bad timing on my part. But I want to look for more things like this and see what we can do to just be out in the public.
I mean, any festival is great. I mean, whether it's ostrich or, you know, Pop-Tarts, I don't know. I mean, it's just a matter of getting us out there in the public, distributing information, being ambassadors, and all that. And ostrich or barefoot, too? So we can relate.
Well, it's a nice time of year. It's outside. It would be a good event to go do.
And what city is this in?
It's just outside of Phoenix. It's a suburb of Phoenix called Chandler, Arizona.
Chandler, Arizona.
Which you have a lot of people from Southern California moving to that area because Chandler's taking a lot of the jobs that the Silicon Valley used to have. Less taxation.
So now I want to find, like, stupid laws in Chandler. And a member in our chat room was saying that, it's actually a good time of year because it's not too hot outside, so you're not going to burn
right.
Your feet up. Yeah.
That's kind of my point, but I need all the stuff I need to print up and get banners done and all that. I wouldn't be ready in time.
And when is it?
It's in just a few weeks, Daylight Savings Time weekend, March 5th.
March 5th, yeah. That's coming up pretty quick. I think that, maybe getting something together next year or even later on in the year, maybe have a whole festival plan that we can say, okay, these are the festivals,
well,
this is how much
like
it is.
I would like to travel to at least one place this summer and do something.
Ohio?
I know Nick Deutschman and a few others are trying to talk me into going to Minneapolis.
I'll talk you into coming to Ohio.
Yeah, but I want to coincide this with an event, and I'll be honest, I want to see the Prince Museum.
Okay. You know what? It would be nice to get up there and see Deutschman, too. Have you met in person yet, or?
No.
Okay. So, hey, that's great.
Well, maybe we can plan it and we can just have a big meet up there or something. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, depending on the time of year and, you know, and all that, I mean, I've also been
thinking
about making a trip
out to Vegas. Well, it'll be sometime in the month of July, I know that. I just don't know when, because I want to see when all the various events are happening.
Yeah. And I think it'd be great to just do some event planning calendar or something like that. It seems like we have some support on that and some help, especially among the group and everything.
Well, yeah, and that explains the need for why we need the support. We need to be out there, and we need the VIP memberships so that we can afford to get vendor events going and be able to print information and banners and get the word out there, because it's not just going to come out of our own pockets. We need help.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're a nonprofit organization. The contributions need to support the whole movement and our advocacy. And, you know, between all of our members, I mean, if we have, how many members do we have now?
Between the page and the group, we have just over 70,000.
70,000 altogether. But in the group itself, we're up to 15, 16?
Just under 15.
15. Okay. So if everybody contributes $1, $1. Well, what is it, $1.10 or something because of the PayPal fee?
Something like that, $1.12. But then again,
$1.12.
Look at what, before you go to a timeout, let's discuss what people get for the VIP membership.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So for the $49.95 plus shipping, you get your T-shirt, you get a window cling, you get some business cards. And most importantly, you get a VIB photo ID of yourself, so that if somebody is trying to tell you there are laws, you can pull out your ID and they could scan the QR code with their cell phone and they could be empowered right then and there.
Yeah, brings you right to the page where it dispels those myths that they think exist.
Yeah, you can't get much closer than that to finishing an argument of, well, it's illegal, and then you just say, hey, scan this QR code, find out for yourself.
Yeah, or even go to this website
now,
or call the toll-free
number.
Would you
be willing to accept my money?
Yeah, yeah. Or even the toll-free number. I mean, call there. You know, someone, you know, I mean, during reasonable business hours, for the most part, we answer it. And do we still get the T-shirt? I don't remember if you said T-shirt or not.
Yes, I sure did.
Okay, cool. You get the T-shirt, the window cleaning, you get the business cards, the photo ID.
We want to give some value. We don't just want to say, give us $50 and that's it. We actually want to give people something for their money so you could feel like you're actually contributing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. And, you know, it's not just a wallet card with, a, you know, like a Feed the Children commercial. You get a lot of value with it. And very empowering information, as well as, you know, good peace of mind. You got some backing. Wow, that came in loud.
Hey, I'm going to be dropping here, Nick. I got a call I have to take.
All righty. 319-527-6208. Thank you, Prue, for joining us this weekend. And stick around. Another half hour coming at you. If anybody wants to be a part of the show, don't forget to call in, 319-527-6208, and also check out our website, barefootislegal.org. We got to pay a few bills. We're coming right back.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk to you about our newest sponsor, Misty's Gardens.com. Now, this is a contraption where you can grow food in your apartment, in a small patio, or if you're like me and you absolutely suck at gardening, this makes life a lot easier. It is a vertical tower garden. We can grow over 20 things at once in a small, compacted area. Good health starts with good habits, like eating wholesome foods, and with tower gardens, you can easily grow your own fresh, nutrient-rich food virtually anywhere year-round without soil. So, Misty'sGardens.com, have a look at it, check it out, buy it, plant, and like it. Misty'sGardens.com.
You never know when an emergency is going to happen. Whether stuck on the road, riding out a power outage, escaping a natural disaster, or surviving a doomsday apocalypse, what would you do? Disaster can strike at any time. So join your host, Nick Pierce, for Freedomizer's newest prepping and survival program, Are You Ready? Noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, the first Saturday of every month. Listen to Are You Ready? And be prepared.
My toes itch. My back is in pain.
My feet smell.
Well, I suffer from knee and hip pain.
If you suffer from any of those symptoms, Shoeless is a natural foot remedy to treat most symptoms of pain, infection, and other ailments caused by shoes. Shoeless can be applied simply by removing whatever is on your feet. Shoeless is a non-prescription solution to most foot problems that are caused by wearing shoes. In most cases, when using Shoeless, it does not impair your ability to operate a vehicle, walk, run, shop, jump, play, move, dance, sing, flip, or other human activities. Those using Shoeless have reported feeling happy, less pain, better mood, and have a better sense of health and freedom. Other benefits also include eliminating athlete's foot, foot odor, fungus, and other forms of bacteria known to have been caused by shoes. Some users of Shoeless may be told that it's against the law. Ask your doctor for a note when using Shoeless. Other side effects include a higher sense of awareness and in your surroundings. Do not use shoeless if you are standing in a pit of fire. Using shoeless may not increase your chances of flying or winning the lottery. However, some users have reported having higher self-esteem and positive attitudes, as well as more confidence. Shoeless is best when used all the time. Use caution when using shoeless until your body adapts. Shoeless has also been proven to increase learning, attention, help fight depression, and ease effects of autism. Feel free to ask your doctor how shoeless can benefit you. For more information about shoeless and its benefits, visit barefootislegal.org. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates. Well, we're back again, 319-527-6208. Again, that's 319-527-6208 if anybody wants to join us. If you got a question or you have anything you want to add to the show, feel free to call in. Just press 1 if you want to be on the air. Again, check out our official website, barefootislegal.org, our Facebook page, Barefoot is Legal, and our closed group. Just go to our groups on Facebook, Barefoot is Legal. But, of course, it's not a place for you heavy-breathing fun seekers to get your rocks off on foot pictures, because this is not a fetish community. We're here to educate and empower you to live the barefoot lifestyle. So join us if you want. If you have a question, I have some questions that some of you have sent in the past hour, which I'd like to get to if we have some time. And we're talking about some of the crazy laws, starting off with, the ambassadorship and all that of, being a member of the barefoot community and having stores accept you more, or being accepted into stores that may have policies. And before the first break, in the first half hour of the show, I was talking about grand openings. And we're talking about some stupid laws that exist. And how, like, there are laws against people wearing shoes. And we were talking about, like, people think that there are laws against being barefoot. These are actual laws that are on the books, where it's against wearing shoes in public in some cases, and laws against signs. So we've talked about this before on the show, about how, people have, and what Proof was saying before the break, how people are so indoctrinated to think that there are laws against it because they've seen signs their entire life that say, no shirt, no shoes, no service, by order of health department, state laws, state this, regulations, ordinances, everything. You name it. You can't drive barefoot. In the meantime, you go to websites for the state police, the highway patrol and all that. And they're saying, take your shoes off when you're driving. It causes accidents. Don't drive in flip-flops. Don't drive in pumps. Don't drive in heels. Don't drive in boots. Don't drive in this. Because people are getting into accidents. They're realizing that people are getting hurt. People are getting injured. People are wrecking their cars, ruining other people's lives because of accidents that shoes cause. And I've also seen a lot of posts where, folks that start driving barefoot, they feel like or they have a sense of, the accelerator better. They can have better control over the braking of the car because their body can feel the response from the pedals and all that. It's no different than when you're driving on a road and it's real bumpy or something. And you know how you feel a vibration in your steering wheel or something. You feel like every part of the rough road, a pothole, rocks, gravel, stuff like that through the steering wheel because your hands are touching it. And you can actually maneuver the car a little better. Your body's constantly making adjustments. And you may not even realize it. You may not even realize that your brain is constantly sending signals to your hand and you're constantly making adjustments driving down the road. Think about that one. Even if you're shod, even if you wear shoes and you're driving next time, go down the road and feel how your body responds to the steering wheel because you can feel the road through the steering wheel. Well, your pedals are the same way when you're barefoot. And it's no different than walking on different surfaces. It's easy to feel where you're going. It's easy to compensate, so you don't get hurt, so you can control for your own safety when you're barefoot. And some people that spend their whole life in shoes, they don't get that. They don't understand that. Classic example, you can see slip and fall videos all over the place in the snowy weather and on ice and everything. I mean, I walk barefoot in snow, ice, everything. Never once fell on my rear end. Barefoot. Now, many, many, many years ago, when I used to wear shoes, if I went out there, it's almost like, oh, you just walk right out the door, bang, ass over tea kettle, right down on the pavement. Because you get a false sense of security. Your body doesn't realize that there could be a danger or that you have to be careful because you're separated from contact. You're separated from the ground. You don't realize what dangers could be there. It's no different than when you're walking out in the woods and on trails and stuff. I mean, I've been through trails where there are some very nasty, thick thorns. And someone tromping around in boots, sneakers, flip-flops, sandals, something like that, it would go right through it, penetrate right into the foot because they think that, oh, I'm in boots, I'm in shoes or something like that. They just trudge through everything. They're not aware of where they're going. They're not looking out for snakes, dangers, big thorns, stuff like that. They're detached from that sense of awareness. And they don't realize the dangers that are out there. Whereas walking through the woods or something, it's like, oh, you see a bunch of those thorns. You avoid them. You're aware of where you're going. You're aware of your surroundings. You're more in tune to what's happening around you. And you're not just in that bubble of false security. 319-527-6208, if anybody wants to get on the air today. We still have a little bit of time, if anybody has anything to add. We're also talking about some of the crazy laws that exist. I mean, in North Canton, now, what is this, North Canton? It's in Ohio? Is this another Ohio law? It's against the law to roller skate without notifying the police. Well, I guess the police have to be aware if your shoes have wheels on it, probably for your own safety because you're wearing something on your feet. I think we already went through in Alabama where it's unlawful to wear woman's pumps with sharp heels. Women can't wear sharp heels. Mobile, Alabama. I mean, some of these laws are crazy when you really look at it. But people want to tell us, as the barefoot community, there are laws against us being barefoot. However, there are laws against people in shoes. Absolutely amazing. I mean, even in Charlotte, North Carolina, a woman must have their body covered, particularly the top portion, need to be covered with at least 16 yards of cloth at all times. These are real laws. These are laws that really exist. But yet people run around making up things about laws. People must wear shoes. It's against the law to be barefoot in public. Oh, God forbid, any part of your foot is exposed. I mean, people are walking around in the streets dressed as female genitalia, demonstrating, pulling their kids out of school to see this. But yet someone has an issue with someone's big toe showing? It's amazing. Where do they come up with this? The problem is that they've seen signs all their life. And they believe this is really true. But we're making headway here. You listen to the radio program, you look at the page, you go to the website, you look at what barefootislegal.org is really doing. We're dispelling these myths. And as Proof was saying before he left us, a lot of valuable resources are there. We've already done all the homework. We've already debunked the myths. We've already provided support, proof, whether it be for better education in schools, or it's not against the law to drive barefoot, or there's no laws that exist against it. And one of our listeners in the chat room earlier was like, how do you prove that there's nothing? And he's right. You really can't. You can't prove that something does not exist, like that there is no law. The burden of proof is on the one that says that there is a law. It's no different than a courtroom. Prove that there was a law that was broken is the first part. You can't charge me with something. You can't accuse someone of breaking a law if there is no law to break. I'm still waiting. No one has sent me the law yet. You can go to Barefoot is Legal Radio right on Facebook. Send me the message. Cite the law. I have a pink tutu ready. I'll wear it for a year if you can find that law. I'm ready. Still hasn't happened yet. You know why? It's all made up. They made the whole thing up. It doesn't exist. Nothing. They've got nothing on us. That's the way it's going to be for a while. And we're debunking those myths, and we're tossing it out. You know, a lot of times people ask, how do we handle these people? What do we do when confronted? I mean, there's so much stupidity that you're confronted with. Sometimes you just got to give them stupidity back. You know, I think we have some time, so maybe I'll play one. You know, I do these sketches with how do we handle them. You know, you go into a store and someone's sitting there like, you can't be in here barefoot, oh no. You need shoes, I can't serve you, I can't do this, I can't do that. I'll pull one out. I got a couple of them, so maybe I'll throw one out there while we still have some time. If we still have some time by the time I'm done. You know, you have these employees that say, oh my God, you can't do this because I can't do this. That's their problem. They can't. They won't. They don't want to. We can. We're there spending money. They're there because we're spending our money. And that's what people need to understand. And it's no different than a grand opening like we were talking about in the beginning of the program where you go into some place, they're new to your neighborhood, they're new to your community, and they're going to respect you, or you make a clear statement that says, you don't respect me, and I'm going to go shop at your competitor. They spent a lot of money moving into your neighborhood. And they're either going to respect you and your neighbors and the community, or they're not. And word of mouth travels far and fast. So like I was saying, grand opening is one of my favorite Barefoot Ambassador missions. Because you have all the people there. And that information from whatever happened there, if something does, see, I have not been to a grand opening yet where anybody's ever said anything. I rarely go to stores where anybody's ever said anything. Restaurants, bars, department stores, whatever it is, malls. Rare. I think years ago was the last time anything has ever happened. But it happens to our members. It still happens to this day to people. And we want to make sure that you have the tools to overcome those objections and know how to overcome those objections. But sometimes there is stupidity. And you can't argue with a fool. So I'm going to throw out a quick how we handle them before we run out of time. Lighten it up a little bit. Throw a little humor out there. And here we go. I'll just run this one.
And now it's time to play How Do We Handle Them?
I am next in line at the register.
Excuse me. I can't serve you without shoes.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that. I can't juggle fire.
But you're barefoot?
Oh, well, I would probably start by using my hands to practice juggling at first anyway.
I mean, I cannot ring you up and collect your money.
Well, maybe we should join a support group to help us in our flaws. For now, why don't you try to use the cash register without shoes on your hands? And there you have it. Sometimes you get some crazy remarks. You just got to turn it around, even though they may be serious. Why take them seriously sometimes? Why bother feeding into their agenda? Twist it around, throw it back out there, have some fun with it. Sometimes they'll look at you like, okay, you missed the point. And they just don't have the time to try to make their point. Just sit there holding up the line. Let them look like idiots. You know, if there's anybody around you, maybe they'll get a good laugh listening to some of the back and forth. Take their stupidity, fight it with humor. Now, in some cases, that may be a good option. But other times, of course, we want to be able to educate them. Sometimes they're very serious. They take their job very seriously. You know, someone gave them the keys to the celery and they're in charge. And you've heard me say that before. I'm not going to get into that whole rant. But you just got to look at them like, okay, why? Always find out the objection. And we've talked about that many times on the show. We had a great guest last week, spoke about that. We had, very interesting tactics. And different things work for different people. It all depends on your personality, what tools you have available. And the tools, I mean, like depending on your position, what your reasons are. Is it medical? Is it cultural? Is it religious? Is it just for your own safety, for your own health? When you understand the purpose and you know your reason for living the barefoot lifestyle, you can justify that with the tools that you have available and the tools that we make available through the website, through the group, through all of our resources. So keep that in mind. sitting there and arguing someone back and forth, no, it isn't, yes, it is, no, it isn't, yes, it is, no, it isn't, yes, it is, yes, it is, no, it isn't, doesn't help. We need to educate people. They don't know what they're talking about. We do. And by us being empowered and being able to go through that confrontation, find out what the objection is, overcome that objection, will help them be educated if they're listening. And of course, there's no arguing with stupid. You can't fight with stupid. There's no reasoning with stupid. A fool is a fool. But trying to get them to learn, or sometimes just asking them simple questions like why, and figuring out what it is, and being able to overcome it from there. We are out of time this week. Check out our website, barefootislegal.org. Check out our Facebook group if you are interested in living a barefoot lifestyle or want to live a barefoot lifestyle. Interact with us there. And, of course, we'll be back again next week with more content. We also have our public page. And if you want any exclusive content from this program, including some show notes that I'll be posting there, make sure you check it out on Facebook. Barefoot is Legal Radio is the name of the page. You're listening to Barefoot is Legal. I'm Nick Pierce. Thanks for joining us. Listen to our other programs here on Freedomizer Radio. Until next time, keep it bare.